Nice to see you again. For this meeting, I will take the notes and the minutes. So we will see our three presentations. We will start with the manager expert, who will talk about user requirements, what user needs, and what the design for this device.
Okay. Can I have a laptop out there? Or?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it should be.
Okay, so basically I'm going to present some findings of the study we conducted into what users want in this remote control. So first of all, what we did is we conducted an experiment with 100 test subjects. We put them in our usability laboratory and got them to, play with remote controls, and also to complete, after they've done that, to complete a questionnaire to tell us what they like and what they don't like in remote controls. So basically, the major things we found out was that basically users don't like the look and feel of most remote controls that are currently on the market. 75% of the people we did the experiments on found that the remote controls that they'd used in the past were ugly, completely ugly. They didn't match the operating behavior of the user, that is, the way users use remote controls when they're watching TV, that the layout of the remote controls didn't match the way that they used it. And thirdly, they say that half of the users that we tested said that they only used 10% of the buttons that are on remote controls. So we also collected some user statistics based on how these test subjects were using the remote control. And from this, we basically came up with the figure that the channel selection buttons are the most, by far the most used buttons on the remote control, and you can see they're used 168 times per hour on average while the user's watching TV. The closest button that was used, the button that was closest to the channel button was the teletext button, which was used 14 times per hour, followed by the volume button, which was 4 times per hour. All the other buttons, such as audio and picture selection, configuration buttons and things, were used, less than or equal to 1 times per hour. We also asked users which buttons had the most importance to them, which buttons they felt were the most important buttons on the remote control. And basically they said the channel, volume and power buttons had the highest relevance to users. Note that only power was very infrequently used. It only had usage frequency of about 1 times per hour, but users ranked it as having a very, very high relevance. And the audio and picture settings had the users thought that the audio and picture settings were weren't very important to them, and they used them very infrequently as well. So we asked users what frustrates them the most about current remote controls, and 50% of the users said that what frustrates them is losing their remote control somewhere in the room and not being able to find it. They also said that it It takes a lot of time to learn a new remote control, especially when there's many buttons and it's an unintuitive interface. And then thirdly, some users commented on the fact that the way that you have to hold and press buttons on a remote control are bad and cause repetitive strain injury. We also asked some users about some specific features that they'd like to see on the remote control. In particular, do they want an LCD display? And secondly, do they think speech recognition is a useful feature to have on a remote control? Basically, our findings are that amongst younger age groups, the answer is overwhelmingly yes. They want these features. They want these high technology features. For instance, 91% of people aged between 15 and 25 said yes, they want these features. Whereas the trend was as users became older and older, they were less likely to want these sort of features in a remote control. So I guess it depends on where we're focusing our market. And as our company motto is putting fashion in electronics, I think we're focusing on the younger target demographic. And so maybe we should think about adding these sort of high technology features into our remote control. And that's my presentation. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe now we can talk about user interface and about the technical function of this device. So, Peter, can you say something about that?
Okay. Yeah. But
the features that users want, so it's and our production cost of €12.50 per unit is fairly high, I think. So I think we can afford to add these sort of features into our
at least we have a couple of months to work on it, so it will be cheaper for them.
That's true.
Okay, so here is my presentation about technical function design. I will talk about different components of the system and how they react together. Okay. First, what is a remote control? Simply, it's a device, as you know, for sending some command by some waves to another device to tell different commands with this device. And the main idea is we don't use any cable and we can react simpler with the device. It has different blocks. First, this remote control should have some electronic circuits making interface with keyboards and reading the keyboard commands, and then make these keyboard commands interpret this keyboard command, and then there should be an electronic circuit making electronic signals according to these commands. And finally, there is a transmitter, which is a coil or a diode making making waves to transmit through the air, and these waves will be received by the other device like a television or whatever to realize the command.
Okay.
About what I found about these different blocks are usually there are two different methods for designing a remote control. They are based on infrared waves or radio waves. There are two different solutions. I mean, the difference is between different kind of waves, infrared or radio waves. And also, as I understood, and I think it was a part of the presentation, people prefer to have the remote control with less buttons. So for the electronic part working and interfacing with buttons, we should try to design a remote control having some simpler buttons or some rolling buttons just to search between different options and showing something on TV and putting less stuff in the remote control. And personal preferences, certainly a remote control working with radio waves is preferred because you can take it in any direction and you don't need to tune it any way. And again, using bigger buttons and less number of buttons are also preferred. Okay, that was my presentation.
I have a question. Do you think radio waves will interfere with other appliances in the home?
I don't think so, because we can make this wave in a specific frequency, so they can be in a range which is not interfering with other devices inside.
Okay. So can we use any frequency? We have the right to use any frequency?
No, but as I know, there is a range for this stuff for designing this circuit. We can tune our transmitter to work in this range, and for this range we don't need to ask any permission.
Okay. And what happens with radio waves when two neighbors have the same our remote control, for example? And so do they have the same frequency or?
For this I'm not I don't know the solution, but one solution can be something like putting a password or something inside the wave, so that only your TV can understand
kind of identification.
Yeah, identification code inside there.
So I know about this since it's exactly my field. So it's kind of handshaking when you start to communicate with your TV, then it's like a handshaking protocol with your remote. So if two devices are trying to communicate with the TV set, then the one which has the more energy in the wave is chosen. Well, it can be a problem sometimes, but most of the time it works okay.
The password may simply, an identification code may simply solve this problem. A specific remote control.
Yeah, but we don't have to think about this, because I think as a function designer that we will use the already made circuits which we probably buy, it's worth to buy, and they have these problems solved, so we don't have to think about this.
Okay.
So maybe you can talk about the function.
Yes. I found a couple of things, because I struggled a bit with the software that I'm supposed to use in this this company. I was used to use Linux before, so I tried to break through this. I'm
child.
That's okay.
Thanks.
So I'm going to speak about working design. First slide.
Okay, so presently I'm looking what is possible to use, what circuits to use and stuff like that, because I didn't work with these circuits so far, so I have to look what is available on the market for the communication, for the IR circuits and so on. So I'm currently looking what is available on the web, and I wanted to ask you, maybe afterwards, after our discussion, if we have some contacts in some company, so which can report on what is going on there. So I would be glad if you can tell me about that. So, you know. Okay, findings. That's the point that I'm working on currently. But so far, I was looking what RW circuit, I mean radio frequency circuits, are available now, but the prices are rather high. So I know that the user interface people and these speak about radio frequency waves because you can make the TV do what you want even if you are in the bathroom or so on. But you know, when you are not close to the TV, you probably won't need to change the program and so on. So I'm voting for to stick to the infrared control instead of RW, but we will discuss it later. Components to use, I'm not exactly sure what I will use for the design of the circuit. It depends on whether we will use the LCD and mainly the speech recognition, because the speech, yeah.
Are we planning to take an off-the-shelf, an OEM component for the radio wave circuit, or are we planning to construct our own?
No. This we buy, I think, because it's rather cheap nowadays. And it's not worth to construct ourselves.
So we just buy a circuit board and...
Exactly. Okay. But I'm not sure about the circuit which is responsible for speech recognition. This, I prefer that we should make ourselves. But it depends whether we take a decision to use it. Same thing, it's fairly expensive to use these circuits. So speech recognition, well, LCD, it's okay because it's common nowadays to use LCD. So I agree on using any kind of LCD. LED buttons, good for me as a designer of the circuit. But the speech recognition, we have to compare whether the price and the what does it offer, you know.
So what do you think?
Yeah,
would be the price, it would be out of range, or maybe feasible?
I was not thinking too much about the price, but if we use the LCD, even the radio frequency communication with the TV set, and the backlight and related things like the photodiodes and stuff, it should be okay. If we decide to use the speech recognition, then we probably could struggle, but we'll see afterwards.
Okay.
It depends. So, if the ME or UID, I'm sorry about the names, I don't know, wants to have it like in metal or in plastic, these things. It depends on you, not because the electronic devices price is not so big in comparison to the overall shape and stuff like that. So, we will discuss it afterwards. Oh, this is nothing, this is just my notes on what to use. And my personal preferences, yes, I would like also preferably to use RW circuit, but from the point of view of the design and price, I would stick to the IRs, that's my opinion. Infrared circuit, not the radio frequency.
Why? Because it's simpler?
Because the range where you can use it is fair, it's okay, I think, and the price is fairly cheap.
Oh,
it is. Well,
the price matter.
Just the price.
Hmm.
Otherwise, I don't care what I put there because it's the chip which I buy or which we buy.
So
I think it's how much more expensive? Are we talking three times more expensive?
Three to five.
Okay.
Not 10 times, but it depends what we need.
That's still a lot. I think it's probably not worth spending the extra money because,
yeah.
I mean, all the other remote controls on the market have infrared, so people don't expect anything other than infrared.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not worth spending
well
extra money.
They are used to use it only when they can see the TV, so...
Yeah.
On the other side, we want to have something new, you know,
yeah.
Where we want to have something new. So I think we should still thinking about it.
I think based on my usability studies, I feel that users prioritize the look and the feel and the trendiness above, you know, the difference between infrared or radio waves. So I think we're better off spending money.
You're the user
in the usability
management.
Okay, that's it.
So, I have to inform you, I received an email from the management board today, and they have new requirements for the remote control. First, they say that about something about teletext. Apparently, it becomes from, according to them, it becomes outdated, and because of the internet popularity and everybody has internet at home, and it's not useful to have teletext. So I think we can avoid teletext. The second thing is they suggest that we should use the remote control only for TV, not for DVD and other devices, because it makes it too complex, and because we have no much time for this project, we should stay on TV, only specific TV remote control.
I agree.
The third one is about the image of the company. So we should keep the product should be recognizable. That means we should use the color of our company and maybe put somewhere the slogan of the company, which is we put fashion in electronics. So when people see the remote control, they should say, oh, it's from Real Reaction, and they should recognize the company. So, so now we should take the decision what function we will have on this remote control. So, are we going to use LCD speech recognition?
Should we start with just the core, the basic functions that we need, and then
yeah.
we can move on to the
yes.
more advanced
Maybe.
Features?
Maybe.
Okay, so the available things are LCD buttons and everything radio frequency bands, and the recognition depends on your guys.
That's
probably
first. Maybe what are the usual function of the standard remote control? I mean,
okay.
What do?
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I mean, the obvious one is changing channels.
Yeah. I think we should stick on very useful functions because we want less button. So.
Yeah, okay.
So changing channel, of course. Volume.
Mm-hmm. Just one note to the channel changing. Will we use only two buttons, or like numbered buttons?
I mean those nine
yeah.
plus one or two.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be
because it's many buttons, and we were speaking about lowering the number.
Yeah. Another side we are more and more channels, and if you want to pass through all the channels to get the channel you want.
Okay, so we keep all these.
Maybe we could think of something more between,
like 10+, 5+, 1+, 1.5+,
yeah,
or something.
Maybe
or using the names and the keyboard.
Maybe
something.
Maybe you could have key buttons like discovery channel, like documentary channel and movies channel.
I mean, like,
and inside this thing, you can move
categorizing
channel. If you want to see a movie, you click on the movie button, so you have all the movie channels.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
after
so
you press, press, press. It's just an idea, I don't know what to think about.
So it requires the use of LCD probably to tell you
something. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we can move on LCD.
We could maybe also incorporate Petra's idea of the slider for the login with the channel.
Okay.
So you can quickly just
through
many channels.
Like roller for the
channels.
Okay.
But channel and volume.
So we are still speaking about the common devices, or we are in like
I think so.
Yeah.
Basically, core functions are one, and then more advanced ones.
What about the settings of the TV? Because it's a button we don't use very often, but we need it anyway.
So we don't have any. We should just design the remote control, and we don't have any access to the TV design, or we can change some design. Because one solution for this changing channels is to see a summary of all channels, some preview of all channels, and then you
on
can
the
not
on the control,
not on
but
the control,
on the screen,
on the screen, and TV as well.
Yeah,
and
the
screen,
avoid LCD.
I don't think we're the ones. I mean, this remote control we're developing is a generic control for all TVs.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's possible to attempt on TV.
I think it would be better to stick to the remote control and not to bother the TV to do anything. Well, it will be still more inconvenient, but for the LCD and this stuff, it's no problem in the product.
Okay.
So what are we doing with the settings? Because settings, if we want to do settings, we need buttons for that, and we want less buttons. So. Maybe with the LCD we can do something with less buttons.
But then you don't want to make the LCD display too complicated.
No.
I mean, we can always have these less often used functions hidden somewhere under a cover or
like
back of under a slide or something.
We could have, for example, two buttons like simple mode and advanced mode. Or like children and grandfather's mode and the TV manager mode.
Okay.
I don't know.
We have 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
So I think the settings we agreed that they're required.
Yeah.
It's just how to.
We should hide them somewhere in the menus of the LCD or in the back of the remote control.
I mean, power buttons, obviously.
Yes.
Yes,
I was thinking, do we need a power button at all? Shouldn't we do it like sleep mode after 5 minutes or not using it? Because generally,
it's a kind of setting. I think it should fit into setting solutions because it's not a very common useful feature.
I think when I say power button, I mean to turn the TV on and off.
No,
yes.
I think it's after 5 minutes, or something, the timer.
If you're watching TV for
2 hours, you know, TV
return. You don't need 5 minutes to keep it alive. Okay, so we should kill this button.
I mean, based on our usability studies again, people said that the power button was a very relevant button.
Yeah.
You know, it was 9 out of 10.
Okay, so what we could probably do is to keep also keep the LCD and all the buttons and stuff. We could make it like a opening stuff that if you open it, you just turn on the TV, and if you close it, it will turn on the TV if you like it.
Okay.
Well,
then we need to concentrate on the major usage of the control, which is you sit down, you turn on your TV, you change channels, you change the volume, you turn the TV off.
Yeah.
And all the other functionality is not used very often.
Yeah, they can be hide somewhere by a cover or something like this.
Yeah.
Like covering
on
the
icon.
Like mobile phone.
Yeah, but
covering.
Since we have the LCD, too much buttons, too many buttons. Okay, just the decision of the power button, should we make it a button or something which would be...
For what?
I think a button.
Power button.
Yeah. I think it should be a button.
It's
a button.
Okay.
Okay,
one nice big button. Old-fashioned button. To satisfy the grandmother.
Okay.
So, any other suggestions or functions?
What about things like the clock and timers?
Do we still have a timer? Or we just want to?
Yeah, we have still 1 or 2 minutes.
Okay.
The consumer?
Some features on the control to display a time. Or
usually it's already on the TV or something.
Yes.
Yeah, but since we want to control all the televisions, it would probably be worse to set the timing on the remote, no? Because if the TV turns on itself,
if we add the time, we had to have maybe a bigger display or something like that. And is it very useful? I mean, our users want to have the time on the remote.
Mm.
That's a good question.
Probably not. It's a question. Yeah, it's a trade-off.
In my opinion, we should have only useful thing, and because apparently they want the simplest is better.
Okay.
Did you ever use the timing of turning on the TV? And based on
very occasionally. But I do use the display of the time quite often.
Yeah, but it can be on the display in a corner all the time and the remote.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, so no
time
button.
Do we need to include anything about the speech recognition and speech commands? Or
I think
it will not take lots of place. We just need a microphone and software. It will be a little bit new and interesting. So people may be attracted to buy this stuff, and it's not very difficult to put a software inside the electronic device and put a microphone. It doesn't take that much place and also that much. It doesn't cost that much.
Yeah, but we should be careful about the battery life then. If we use
we can think more about that and discuss that maybe last time, next time.
Okay.
And now the meeting room is busy. Somebody got the meeting room just at 1 p.m. so we should leave. So now we are going for a small lunch. It's funded by the company. And after we have 13 minutes to do individual works. And I will do the minutes. And you all
going to work on your individual works, and you will receive as usual your specific instruction and so on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay.